Hey, hey, it's Trisha Huffman, and you are now listening to the Claim It Podcast. I felt like dropping in this week with an extra little tasty episode. So I'm doing it. I'm effing any rules, because what are the rules? There's no rules. It's my podcast. I can do what I want. I released an episode on Tuesday instead of Monday this week, and now I'm going to drop back in with another one. Oh, so hey, I'm here. I want to share a story with you. If you're new here, perhaps you just happened upon me. Everything that I do and share, whether it's a solo episode or a conversation with someone who inspires, intrigues me, is with the hopes that for you to feel a little bit less alone on this wild and windy journey of being human. I hope that you meet yourself with so much compassion, love, acceptance, and that you own your freaking life and who you are, because we don't know when it is going to end. You don't have to be happy every moment, because life can be challenging, life can be hard, life can be really unfair. But also find some joy, take care of yourself, don't make it harder than it needs to be, which is what we humans tend to do. Okay, so the story that I felt called to share and get back on and record again this week for you, and not just wait to share this in a couple weeks when it was time for another solo episode, happened on this past Friday. You know, likely my last guest, Jason Mraz. Him and I have worked together in many different capacities and become good friends since 2006. So that's over 15 years. It's funny, I feel like I go like 10, 15 when I'm saying like, oh, you know, I've known them for at least 10 years, and I'll just like stop there. Anyway, so he released his new album, Mystical, Magical, Rhythmical, Radical Ride. My eyes always go confused when I say that because I'm not sure if I'm saying the right words. And it was his birthday. Fun fact, he and my sister Kara were born on the exact same day, 6/23/77. He was born in Virginia. My sister was born in Cincinnati, Ohio. So I've sometimes called him my soul brother. Are they astrologically similar? Perhaps that's why we have this deep relationship. I don't know. Either way, we got to go to his party, which was at the roller rink that the Feel Good 2 music video was shot in, which you cannot really but somewhat see me holding my book in because he uses a lyric, do what you want, F in the shoulds. So we thought it'd be fun to plant it there. Oh, I forgot I have videos from that day too when we weren't sure how we were going to plant it. Anyway. So I've got to bring my girls along, and that was really fun. You know, it's fun for me to be able to go to things, and then also fun to bring them along, especially because I've known him for so many years. And so then there's so many people at his things that I've known for so many years, from crew and friends and management and teams and all the stuff like that. So fun to be there with my kids. My kids have never roller skated before. I haven't roller skated in a long time, but I do a pretty good job. I'm not trying to do backwards or spinning around or any of that stuff, but I got balance. I catch it back up to speed pretty quickly. But anyway, so my kids had never roller skated. They've gone ice skating before. And I was like, this will probably be a little bit easier for you than ice skating. And they were both so independently not wanting any help from me, which I loved. Because then I got to like skate around too. But they have these little like pushy things. It's basically made like out of PVC pipe. I've seen them more so with ice skating rinks, you know, for little kids to help them with their balance. I don't remember them having these at roller rinks when I was a kid, but they had it. And I was like, okay, yeah, let's get one of these for Arrow, my younger one. And she was like, yeah, get me one of those. I'm going to be good. And she right away was unhappy. She wasn't, you know, going like really slow, and she fell like right away. And she was really, really, really upset and like crying about it. And this kid, she falls a lot. She's clumsy. She's always, oh, the nurse just called me to say, by the way, Ariel was just in here because she did the fell in at her head. I gave her an ice pack. She's back in class. By the way, like she's always got Band-Aids. But she's very resilient and just like, you know, I'm assuming most kids fall, get up, keep going. Or they might be like, ow, that hurt. They go to the nurse's office, they get a Band-Aid and they're good. But she was like so upset about this first fall. And it was taking her a while to get up. And so I'm trying to help her. And then I was like, how about this? I'll just go behind you and, you know, skate with you, which I've done ice skating with her before. And she liked, because then you can go really fast. And I'm just sort of pushing the thing and she's holding on. And she was, no, I don't want your help. No. And I was just like, okay. So I'm trying to stay with her and then like touch the, no, I don't want your help. Zia is also then skating and falling constantly. She does not have one of those things. She's just trying to make it work. She doesn't want my help. So I'm just like, okay, let me do a loop around and come check in with them. And they both kept going and they kept getting it. They both kept falling and getting up. And after that one fall where Arrow was really unhappy and I was like, oh no, we might not be ice skating. I mean, we might not be roller skating at this party. But she was insistent that I leave her alone. She kept getting up and she kept getting up. And it was really cute again because there were so many people I know. And so even when I'm watching the videos back, I'll be like, there's little Arrow and she was insistent on wearing a Cinderella dress. There's little Arrow in her Cinderella dress going like this. And then, oh, there goes the tour manager's wife. Oh, there goes Roxanne, a friend for years of theirs. There goes the DP at the I Feel Like Dancing music video. There goes the choreographer. Like the girls were also in that music video, which you probably, it's hard to see them too. We're just all little background popping out people in those videos. But anyway, they remembered the kids. So then like everybody's sort of like watching out for them, the skating employees too. And as soon as one of them falls, all of these people are like trying to help them. I'm of course coming there too. And Arrow, she starts when she's falling, then she just immediately falls and puts her hand up in the air with a thumbs up. Like, I'm good. People help her, but she's good. And they're having a great time. And I check in, I keep checking in with them. And Arrow is having a blast. And she's like, I'm going as fast as I want to go. And I think that's what she was frustrated about at first, that she was like going very, very slow. And everybody else that was there, because there were no kids, some more kids came, but they were really the only kids for a while. And then there were just like two or three other ones that tried to roller skate. And so she was frustrated that everybody else was good and zipping around, because some of them also were like, I wouldn't say professional, but like, yeah, they are really great skaters. They're not like me, like they skate, they have skills. So she's so happy. And then she says to me, and this is what the episode is all about. She says to me, Mom, when I'm happy or when I'm having fun, maybe it was, I don't know if she said, when I'm happy and when I'm having fun and I fall, I don't feel it. It doesn't hurt. That's what it was. When I'm having fun and when I'm happy and I fall, it doesn't hurt. But when I'm sad and I fall, it really hurts. And I was like, oh, honey, yeah, I get that. That makes sense. And that is the message that I wanted to share with you and dive in. So once again, when she's having fun and she falls, it doesn't hurt. When she's sad and she falls, it really does hurt. And that resonated deeply with me because that's how I have guided a lot of my life. Most of you know I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia when I was 18, and that was after many years of going to all sorts of specialists. I had like upper and lower GIs done. I had went to urologist. I went to a blah, blah, blah. My mom was a nurse, and so she would just take me to every specialist she knew. I had migraines when I was younger, and I would see chiropractor 3 times a week. to help with that. That did help, by the way. That helped me with migraines, chiropractors. But so having this sort of chronic pain, condition, unpleasantness, all these sorts of things, I realized back then in high school, before I had any sort of diagnosis or, and also before I tried to like take my health in my own hands, because after I got diagnosed, they gave me a bunch of pills and they didn't do anything for me. So then I was like, okay, how can I try to support my body to feeling better? But what I noticed very early on is that when I was doing things in situations with people that didn't, like, I didn't feel happy. I wasn't like having fun. I wasn't, you know, like when I wasn't aligned with something, I really could feel all of the pain more. I remember, and I've told this story before, that like I had a job at the mall. One of my best friends at the time, who was like one of the cool kids, had a job at this other store, and she was like, it's the best, blah, blah, blah. I love this circuit of the store so much. Like, she would always talk about how great her job was. And so when they were hiring, she was like, you got to get a job here too. And I was like, yes, of course I do. I want to get a job where you work, you know, because you're the coolest. So that'll make me the coolest too, perhaps. I don't know. And you like it. And I hated it. It was like a very claustrophobic store. There was just so much going on. I don't know. There were probably lots of scents. Like, it was like a home goods store. Kirkland's. I don't know if those stores still exist, if anybody remembers a Kirkland's. They were just full of home decorations. And like I said, there might have been lots of scents. I am very sensitive to smell. So I don't know. But I felt miserable. Every time I was there, I felt miserable. Hated it. And I realized, I gotta quit. Like, even though she loves this place and she thinks this is the best job ever, which I have no idea why. Maybe there wasn't very much like manager. I don't know. It's like supervision. I have no idea why she loved it so much. I was like, I can't do this. I got a job at a different store in the mall. I don't know if I got a job at the record store. I was like the manager of a record store when I was 18. Dream for me. And I don't know if that was my next job. I know at one time I worked at Carlton Cards. So it might have been the Carlton Card store at a different mall I got before I went back to, or went to this other, back to this mall to get a record store. Anyway, I found another mall job that was not, I didn't know anybody at. I think it was, you know, if it was the Carlton Card store, then it was very slow. Like, whatever. I went and got another job. I was working the same hours. I was not working like more or harder. I didn't, you know, it wasn't more challenging or more stressful, but I was fine. Like, I was happy there. You know, it wasn't as if the pain didn't exist, but I noticed from an early age when I am doing things that don't light me up, that aren't exciting, that don't feel like they serve me, not that everything that I do, like again, working at the card store, especially, it wasn't like this is my dream job, but yeah, it was a good job. I did like it until a record store job opened up. So being able to tune into that. So where can you notice in your own life? Like, yeah, like, pay attention to those signs and signals. You don't have to have any sort of chronic pain, struggle, chronic condition to pay attention to what your body is telling you. I mean, I went on to be a live sound engineer, which first was like working my butt off at House of Blues Chicago to learn the ropes. I barely slept. I mean, I was a college kid. Much younger. And just kept showing up and kept showing up. I then went on tour. It's exhausting. But because I loved what I was doing, and that doesn't mean it was easy. My work was really high pressure, really stressful. You know, like just think of like a concert that thousands of people are there to see, and it's kind of like on your shoulders. If the sound messes up and the band can't play, that doesn't make my night hard. The performers are unhappy, unable to perform, the crowd's not getting the best show, like super high pressure job, right? Super high pressure job could create more stress, would be creating more stress in my body and my mind, which you'd think would have me feeling more pain. No, because I was doing something that I loved. It was hard. It was demanding. It was high pressure, but I loved what I was doing. So I didn't feel that pain as much. When I'm doing things that don't feel as great for me, I can feel it. And that's how I've navigated so much. Relationships, who I spend my time with, what I say yes to, what sorts of gatherings and events I go to and make time for and what type I don't, because of how I may feel. And also knowing myself too, and now that I'm older, I do need a lot more rest and recovery time. So choosing those things too, and like, okay, I know I want to go and do this thing and it is going to light me up and it's going to fulfill me. And I do care about that person. So I want to show up. So how can I make this work for me? I just, again, like, hearing Arrow say that felt so powerful to me. When I'm having fun or when I'm happy and I get, and I fall, it doesn't hurt. But yeah, when you're not in a good place, when you're sad, when you're not happy for whatever reason, doesn't have to just be sadness, things hurt more, right? Something that could roll off your shoulders when you are doing things that really fill you up and living a life that feels honest to you, it's easier to let those things roll off your back or to be like, oh, this hurts, but it's not going to like totally take you out. When you're filling your life with things that maybe aren't fulfilling you, but they think you're what you think you should be doing, what other people tell you to do, what you've just always done, and so you don't even realize you can make a different choice, then you might be feeling more pain from even something that's really small, and that's not a big deal. So just look at your life, take that with you, and does that resonate with you? And if you're ready to be really woken the F up to seeing, what do I want to be doing? What don't I? Looking at all the different areas of your life, from relationships to your circumstances, to your past, to shame, regrets, all the things, and really meet yourself with deep love, compassion, and acceptance so you can be more present, more alive, more aligned, and not be as weighed down by everything, because there's so much in life that is hard. There's so much in life that is stressful, and there's also so much that is amazing and good, and you can be present to all of that. Join me for the shakeup. We start July 10th. It's going to be audio drops. Not like this. They're not going to be rambly and me telling you stories. There might be some stories, but it's a story for the purpose of, this is what your action item is. This is what you're going to look at. This is what we're looking at. This is how we're approaching it. Tools, insights, coaching, giving you these prompts and things. Much different. It's going to happen like this, where you can just hit play and listen wherever you are. Listen again, listen again, listen again, listen again. Pause, skip, whatever, replay, like a podcast. But they're going to be much different than how I share with you, even in these solo podcast episodes. So go to yourjoyologist.com/the shakeup. There's also an upgrade option, which is so much value. Not only do you get the full shakeup experience, you get one-on-one pocket coaching with me, which means voice note coaching back and forth, plus an all-in day, 4 hours in one day of deep diving, deep healing, deep looking at the stuff, facing it, transforming it, choosing it, so you can live your freaking life in the now. Because life is short. And it's also long. So like, heal your shit. Well, I said heal, but I don't know if there's ever a place where we're like, done, healed, check, right? It's a continuous process, which is a lot of what will be coming up, is that meeting again, your acceptance for, I thought I was already done with that. I thought I had already healed that. I said I'd already forgiven myself. all of that. So it's also the part of the acceptance. It's not just self-acceptance and accepting yourself as you are. There's acceptance of the human experience. So much. All right. I hope you love that nugget from Arrow. I hope you can figure out a way to relate it to your own life and just pay attention, right? Like, I'm sure you feel it when you've maybe been in jobs or hang out with people that don't really fill you up, but maybe you feel some sort of obligation to saying yes, or you're going to an event because you're going with so like a friend who loves that, or you're going to an event for like your kids' stuff and you're maybe like not as lit up by those people, and so you feel drained afterwards. But you could do the same thing with different people or a different, you know, place perhaps, same hours, you feel amazing. So I can spend hours talking to a friend and be sad that it ended. I could spend a couple minutes with someone and be like so drained after that conversation. So paying attention to how you feel. And it might not always be a them problem. We're not like saying cut out these people from your life. There's going to be different stuff to look at it. They might not be a perfect match for you right now. And that doesn't mean there's something wrong with them. Or also it might be the fact of where you go. Perhaps you can't be fully present with them because you're in comparison mode or afraid that they're judging you or this. So where are you not allowing yourself to accept yourself and life and them and who they are, accepting who people are without trying to change them? There's so many levels of this acceptance. All right. I really hope you join me for the shakeup. This is the most me thing I'm ever doing and how I'm offering it. I don't know if I will run another live course again. I've got new ideas for things that would be coming out, but they wouldn't be run live, which means there's also going to be workshops with this. You're going to have a community access to support. Again, you can upgrade to have my one-on-one deep support. So check it out and feel free to DM me if you have any questions at @_TrishaHuffman or email yourjoyologist@yourjoyologist.com. What are you claiming for yourself right now? Are you claiming fun? Are you claiming freedom? Are you claiming F yes? Are you claiming to let go of the things where you feel more pain? Sending you so much love. And of course, if you aren't already, follow the podcast, subscribe, and leave a review. Reviews matter so much. All right. See you next time.